Okay, so that concludes our look at the entirety of the money-making with AI steps and systems that we have looked through. And so now we are in a more informed position. And so it's decision time now as to what we actually do next. And so we've completed the entire breakdown of launching a new business or a website or a startup or a product or a side hustle or a make money system, whatever you want to call it. We've looked at it in its entirety. So now let's return to the spreadsheet that we had before. And we are now in a position to complete some of those extra columns to decide which business model plus niche plus traffic source plus product we actually want to execute on. So we're now at a point where we can start to look at some additional things. Firstly, let's look at it from an AI point of view and ask, can I automate large chunks of this traffic with AI? Can I automate large chunks of the product with AI? Can I feed multiple templates to the agent to gain an edge, either your own templates or someone else's? We talked about that in the prompting section, this idea of giving examples or multi-shot prompting, as it's called. You know, and if you do have those templates to hand, they are going to give you an edge. And of course, you can also turn those templates into software with the Infinite AI tool, which I've given you as well. So rate all of those out of 10, and that's going to help determine your score. And then secondly, we want to look at our competitors. So can we see their traffic sources? We've, you know, now got an idea of some of the different traffic opportunities open. We're now a bit more informed as to how people get traffic from Google and from YouTube and these other places. Can we see some of that traffic? Can we also double up on Amazon and Udemy? So we understand that method where we, you know, quadrupleize our products. Can we now see that there are people doing that on Amazon and Udemy, and can we do the same? Can we also replicate some of our competitors' traffic? So not just can we see their traffic sources, not just can we see them on either Amazon or Udemy, but we can also replicate some of their other traffic sources and in the process reach the same kind of audience. And then thirdly, let's bring it back to us. So reflect on this, because you are doing this, okay? So think about yourself. Don't just look outwards to what other people are doing. We do need to play to our strengths. So consider this. Is it a niche I actually want to enter? Are you, with your current skills, your current knowledge, everything we've talked about, can you duplicate their product setup? So can you look at their product? And if not create the exact same product, use some of the things that we've talked about to hit the same benefits as that particular competitor is doing. Can we duplicate their website setup? Do they have an authority site with a sales page on it? If so, that's something we can duplicate with Agent X. Do they just have a single sales page? That's something you can duplicate with Agent X or with that prompt that I gave you in the website section. And can you duplicate their traffic setup very, very broadly? And so what we want to do is to complete the spreadsheet and do so with, you know, potentially sort of 5 to 20 different entries and choose one of the highly scored options. It doesn't have to be the highest scoring one. I very often will, you know, run this type of a decision matrix just to kind of put everything concretely in black and white on a sheet, just so, you know, I can really make an informed decision. But then the highest scoring one, I might look at it and say, actually, you know what? I just don't feel like going for that one. And so I'll go with number 2 or number 3 or even the 4th highest scoring one on my spreadsheet. But the point is, we don't want to go with the bottom scoring ones. We want to go with the high scoring one that we feel good about, okay? So go ahead and update the sheet. That's going to direct you as to the first move you should make in terms of a niche, business model, product, traffic source. It's going to give you that direction. And now you can get started with everything that we've talked about. So hopefully this has been a very useful kind of approach in terms of how we can do this. Hopefully you now feel excited about doing this. You have some direction and you can start, you know, launching these business models, these websites, these products, these systems, start getting traffic, start making money and do it all with AI as the foundation. So thanks. And I will see you in the next section.